各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
下午我们呢继续来讨论上午的题目，就是宗教教育的成与败。
And this afternoon, we're going to continue the topic from this morning, and that is the success and failure of RE education.
宗教教育是训练下一代认识神，走在人生正确的道路上面。
And religious education, it is a mission, and that is to teach the younger generation.
这是世界的学校，无论是哪一个最佳的学府都没有办法提供的。
And this is no school that can provide the religious education for our students.
这个是影响一个人最深远的一个部分。
Because this is the journey that will have the greatest impact on a person's life.
也是神把这个责任交给每一个家长。
And God has also given this responsibility to every parent.
宗教教育要成功，要有几个因素。
And there are several conditions behind the success of religious education.
第一个因素要有家庭良好的环境。
First, there must be a good environment at home.
父母自己本身应该要榜样。
The parents have to set the model examples themselves.
因为孩子的眼睛都看得很清楚。
Because the children will have their eyes focused on the parents.
如果讲一套做一套是没有办法让人家信服的。
And if the parents just pay lip service and their actions contradict, then there is no reason.
神是看不见的。
God is invisible.
但是父母对神的态度，孩子就看得见。
But yet the children can see the attitude of the parents towards worshiping God.
孩子也看见有神在家里的话，这个样子是怎么样，他们也会记住。
And the children will also remember if there is a presence of God at home.
所以父亲要担起带领的责任。
So therefore, the father is playing the leadership role.
妈妈要稳定全家的情绪，先稳定自己的情绪。
And the mother needs to provide and needs to be steadfast and provide a good emotional atmosphere at home.
神的话透过教会或者是自己跟孩子的交流当中才能够进到心里面。
So that through the teachings from the church and also from the interaction with the children, it will take root in their heart.
我们也讲到第二点。
We'll also touch upon the second point.
宗教教育要有明确的目标。
There needs to be a clear goal behind religious education.
就是你要问神，神要我把这个孩子训练带领成为一个怎么样的人。
You need to ask God this question. How should I guide this child so that it can live up to fulfill her purpose?
基本上不是你想你孩子成为怎么样的人，是神要这个孩子成为怎么样的人。
You got to ask the question, what does God want this child to become, and not your expectation.
有时候我们只是在注意世界的成功，还有一些世上的学问。
Very often, we will be led by the success of the world.
这个世界聪明的人很多。
And of course, there are many intelligent people out there.
优秀的人也不少。
There's many excellent people out there.
但是善良的人越来越少。
But yet, very few kind people left.
真正有信仰的人也是不多。
And you can count on your fingers those who have true faith.
所以我们要问神。
So therefore, we need to ask God.
你要我把这个孩子带在怎么样的道路上面？
Where do you want me to guide my child on the journey?
我们的下午再来讲第三点。
So this afternoon, we'll touch upon the third point.
要成功的宗教教育。
To have a success religious education.
一定要让孩子能够亲自的体验神。
We must bring the child so that he or she can have a personal experience of God.
不是只是给他背圣句，或者是抓他来听讲课。
We're not just guiding them to the class or memorizing the verses.
如果孩子自己本身没有体验神。
If the child did not touch God himself or herself,
他一长大了，他就会离开了。
Once they grow up, they will leave.
我们来看了小小的撒母耳，他父母怎么样让他来体验神。
So let's look at little Samuel and see how the parents guide him to have a personal experience of God.
我们看撒母耳记上的第三章，第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上的第二章。
First Samuel chapter
2. 我们先看第一章。
Let's look at chapter 1.
撒母耳记上的第一章。26节。
Chapter 1 verse 2.
26. 撒母耳记上第一章26节。
Chapter 1 verse 26.
妇人说，主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我。
26对不对？
这里这次记载撒哈拿带着小小的撒母耳去还愿了。
And so over here, it speaks about how Hannah brings her son to repay the vow to God.
这个时候呢，哈拿之前已经蒙神祝福生了孩子。
And so prior to this, Hannah was blessed by God and she got pregnant.
那她等她孩子断了奶，就把这个小小的孩子呢，就带到神的殿去了。
And after the child was weaned,
示罗去了。
And after the child was weaned from his milk, she brought him to the temple.
示罗是一个属于神的地方。
So they brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh.
是一个服侍神的地方。
It's a place where they worship and serve God.
不是一个儿童乐园。
It's not a playground.
那我们今天呢、啊，父母啊，等你孩子差不多两三岁了，第一天把孩子送到 daycare 那个样子，你还记得吗
？So today, as parent, the first day when you bring your child to the daycare, do you still remember that moment?
我还记得。
I still remember.
我的家里的最小那个老三。
I still remember my youngest boy.
那送他，他那时候大概两岁三岁。
At that time, he was about 2 or 3 years old.、
送他到 daycare 那边。
And brought him to the daycare.
他抓着我的手，不给我走。
And he grabbed onto my hand and refused to let me go.
爸爸爸爸，我不去，我不去，我要回家。
And he says that, "Oh, Daddy, I don't want to go. I want to go home."
哇，我这心好像就融下，融化掉了。
And I felt my heart just melt away.
因为啊，他那时候很可爱。
Because at that time he was so cute.
那个时候很可爱了。
At that time he was very cute.
孩子长大当然就没有那么可爱。
Of course, now that he's grown up, he's not that cute anymore.
但是当然也有别的可爱。
Of course, his cuteness changed.
不要不要，爸爸，我不要在这边，我要回家。
So he grabbed onto me and said that, "No, I want to go home."
但是我们知道，成长过程，你要让他参加 daycare， 这是一个过程。
And we know that this is the phase of life that they need to go through.
那只是几个钟头就把他载回来了。
And after a few hours, we drove him back.
那明天也是一样。后来他就不哭了。
And the next day is the same. Then later on, he stopped crying.
所以孩子呢是。如果你容许他，他会一直在黏着父母。
So therefore, if you allow the child, they will cling onto you.
不单只是两三岁，还可以黏到二三十岁。
If you allow them, they will cling onto you until they're 20 or 30 years old.
除非父母自己把他砍断了，或者是狠下心来说，你不要理我，你不要黏着我，你出去。
Unless the parents just cut away this thread.
那你可以想象，哈拿这个妇人呢、啊，她那么难得才得到一个孩子。
So you can imagine Hannah, this lady, she got this child in a very difficult way.
她肯定会把这个独生爱子经过许愿求来的，一定会抓得很紧。
So of course, because this child has gone through many petitions of hers before she get it, so of course she will cling onto her son.
但是她已经答应神了。
But she already vowed to God.
要终身归于耶和华呢。
That this child will be offered unto the Lord for the rest of his life.
所以他决定我要先把他养一段时间。
So she made this decision that she will take care of him for a certain period of time.
就是等到他断了奶。
Until he was weaned of his milk.
就是不再需要靠妈妈每天的生活的食物了。
That means now the child can be independent of his food from the mother.
就把他送到神的家里面去了。
Then she will send the child to the house of God.
那这个断奶大概几岁呢
？So what? At what age does the child get weaned?
这里二十四节说，等断了奶，他就把孩子带上去。
Here it says at verse 24, when the child was weaned, she took him right away.
古代的断奶跟现在断奶不太一样。
In the old days, it's a different tradition.
现在的妈妈随时都可以断奶，因为有奶粉。如果不想喂了，或者是奶不够了啊，就吃奶粉了。
And in our modern days, the mother can wean the baby anytime because there's always powdered milk.
以前要断奶，至少一般的说法，至少三岁。
And in the old days, it takes about 3 years.
有圣经学者说，也有可能八到九岁。
Some of them even go up to 8 or 9 years.
那无论怎么样，断了奶还是个小孩。
It doesn't matter. Even when the child is weaned, it's still a child.
但是竟然哈拿在他断奶之后，马上带到神的家里面去。
And so once the child was weaned, Hannah took him right away to the house of the Lord.
这里是没有写当天的情况。
Over here, it did not describe what happened that day.
但是你可以想象那天会是一个怎么的情况。
So of course, you can imagine what happened that day.
应该不会是一个很快乐的情况。
Of course, it would not be too joyous.
至少孩子不会很快乐。
Of course, the child would not be too happy.
因为妈妈早就告诉他了。
Because the mother already told him.
我等一下带你去神的家里。
Later on, I will bring you to the house of the Lord.
孩子一直说我不去。
Of course, the child will say no.
妈妈会说你一定要去，你没有选择。
But the mother will say you have no choice. You have to go.
为什么别人可以不去，我一定要去？
Then the child will say that how come others are not going and I have to go?
因为你是我向神求来的。
And so she was told, she will tell him that because I have prayed to God for you.
啊，他可能就回答了。
And then so that's how the reply went.
好了，去一下就好了，一个礼拜你就把我接回家。
So then the child can say that, well, I can stay for 1 week and I'll come back.
No, 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 不是一个礼拜。
And the mother say, no, no, it's not a week.
你以后都要住在那边。
Understand this, you're going to be staying there from now on.
如果你是那个小朋友啊。
If you're that little boy.
如果是换我们，我们可能滚地上滚了十个圈了，已经在所有的 drama 都拿出来了，所有的会演的都拿出来演了。
And of course, the child would probably throw tantrums and just refuse to go.
怎么可以把我丢在那个地方？
Because how can you just abandon me?
但是妈妈就狠下心来。
But then the mother was very determined.
无论你怎么样反抗。
No matter how much you are trying to fight.
或者是无论你多不想。
Or no matter how much you are rebellious.
你就是要去神的家。
You have to go to the house of the Lord.
那个将要你是你长大的地方。
That is a place where you shall grow up in future.
那个是要你离开你妈妈的地方。
That is a place where you will depart from your mother.
那个是你要以后学习怎么样服侍神的地方。
And that is a place where you learn how to serve God in future.
那个可能是你受苦的地方。
It's also the place where you may be miserable.
妈妈不在你身边。
Because I'm not going to be beside you.
但是那里有神在你身边。
But then God is going to be with you.
哇，你看，你可以想象那一天是一个很挣扎的日子。
So of course that will be a day of struggle for both parties.
她心里面 Hannah 是知道要把她献给神。
Even though in her heart Hannah knows that she has to offer up the baby to God.
情绪上是一种切割。
But yet emotionally speaking, it is cutting away.
那这个往往就是一个人成长的开始。
So that typically marks the point where a child grows up.
当然 Hannah 不是说把他丢了就很开心了，哦，跟他先生去环游世界，哎，就少了一个孩子，他不是这样子。
And of course, Hannah wasn't happy when she cut off her child and go vacation with her husband. That's not how she felt.
他肯定每天为他祷告。
Of course, she will pray for her child every day.
那一年有一次机会见到他儿子。
And once a year, she has a chance to visit her son.
我们看二章的十八节。
Let's look at First Samuel chapter two,
verse 18.
Verse 18.
啊，撒母耳记上二章十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
那时撒母耳还是个孩子，穿着细麻布的以弗的，侍立在耶和华面前。十九节。
19.
他母亲每年为他做一件小外袍，同着丈夫上来献年祭的时候来带给他。哇，每次读到这边都很感动啊。
So every time when I read to this passage, I am very touched.
我相信在座的妈妈应该会比较感动。
And I'm sure all the mothers present will be even more touched.
如果你孩子还那么小，
if your child is still so tender,
就要把他丢在四楼，一年才见一次。如果你一年才见你小小的孩子一次，你受得了吗？
And you just leave him in Shiloh, and you only see your little boy once a year. How are you going to handle it?
你一定是很想他。
Of course, you will be thinking about him every single moment.
以前又没有手机，又没有的 Line， 可以哎传个照片来，或者是你今天吃饭吃什么，照一下，那没有吧。
In the old days, there isn't a phone where we can just send photos to each other and see how the child is doing.
去了就去了，没有的联络了。
Once the child is taken away from her, there's no way of communication.
对，那妈妈还要想象，哎，这年当中孩子应该长多高了？那我就做一件衣服哦，让他大概身形是多少，让他可以再穿另外那一年。那很应该也要预多一点了，不能刚刚好，不然的话一下就穿不下了。
And so the mother has to use her imagination and think about how big her child is now so that she can make a garment for him.
这种就是一种让他独立的过程。
So this is a process of independence.
好像是切割，但是又没有完全切割。
It looks like it's cutting away, but yet it is not a complete cut.
好像是不理他，却是天天都在想他。
It seems like she's not caring for him, but yet she thinks about him every day.
好像很狠心。
It seems like it was a very harsh.
其实要把他推出去，让他自己跟神建立关系。
And it seems like it was a harsh decision, but yet when she pushed the child away, it's to allow the child to set up a relationship with God.
这个就是孩子成长的一个必须要的过程。
So that is the necessary process that the child needs to go through.
就是要让他受苦。
That is for the child to know how hard life is.
让他吃一点苦。要把他独立
，so that the child can taste bitterness in life to learn independence.
让他独立了，他就自己去靠神，认识神。
And once the child is independent, then he will learn how to rely on God.
有时候你问，这些孩子不是每个礼拜就来教会吗？怎么长大了都不见了？
Sometimes you ask this question, how come the children come to church every week? Once they grow up, they are gone.
不是圣经都背得呱呱叫吗？
Don't they know the Bible inside out?
怎么会 一出来社会，人们不见了？
How come once they start to work, step into society and they disappear?
为什么？
Why is that so?
其实今天很多人虽然每个礼拜都要来教会。
True enough, everyone comes to church every week.
但是很多人在他生命当中没有体验神。
But yet, a lot of members do not experience God in their daily life.
来教会有时候只是一种习惯。
It becomes a habit. It becomes a routine coming to church.
但是你问他，请问你对体验神，神在你生命当中有什么大的力量？讲出来，他讲不出来。
But if you ask this question, do you experience God in your life or any powerful strength that you experience? The answer is no.
为什么讲不出来？
Why is that so?
今天很多家长太保护孩子。
Because today many parents they are overprotective of their children.
因为你很怕他受苦。
Because they are so afraid that they will suffer.
很怕他遇到困难。
You are so afraid that they will meet with difficulties.
尽量的把他保护得好好。
So you try your very best to protect him all around.
你什么都给他安排好。
And you arrange everything for your child.
他连遇到困难的机会都没有。
They don't even have the opportunity to come into any obstacle.
他一困难，你就跑出来了，你就用最伟大的母爱、父爱，来承受世界的一切困难。
Once they meet with any problem, you come with your wings of parental love and overcome their problems for them.
有一个形容词啊，叫做直升机父母 ，helicopter parent.
There is a kind of phrase labeling these parents as helicopter parents.
好像直升机在上面盘旋一样，整天都在上面。
These parents are just like helicopters, hovering over their child every single moment.
孩子，你去哪里？我载你。
Okay, my child, where do you want to go? I will drive you there.
小小的时候载也没关系，长大了比你还大了，比你高了，还载他进出去服侍他。
Of course, when they are young, you drive them around. But now that they are old, you don't need to serve them anymore.
你要找工作，那我帮你找，我帮你找，看看哪里要请人。
And now that you're looking for a job, okay, I'll look for you and see whether there's any vacancy anywhere.
哎呀，在学校被老师骂了。所以老师怎么可以骂你？我帮你去骂老师。
And oh, you got scolded by your teacher. How can she do that? I'll go to the school and scold the teacher for you.
妈妈帮你顶了天下的一切。
And that is the parents. They are like the heavens holding up the sky for their children.
爸爸帮你规划你的人生。
And the father will just plan out and chart out the path for their children.
好啊，你来帮我弄啊，是你的问题，不是我的问题。
So the children will have this attitude. Well, since you arranged my life for me, it is your problem, not mine.
所以他哪需要体验神？
So how would they need to experience God?
有困难就看父母。
If they have any problem, they look to their parents.
有问题就赖父母。
If anything goes wrong, they will also blame their parents.
哎，所以你发觉说有一些到最后，他没有体验神。
So you'll find that towards the end, such an over kind of protection allow the child to have no experience for God.
没有办法成熟。
They cannot mature.
因为从很开始的时候就没有办法，妈妈、爸爸没有办法放手，没有办法慢慢的切断。
Because right from the beginning, the parents did not cut off their bond with them.
当然，撒母耳的例子是比较极端。
Of course, Samuel's example is a more extreme case.
因为他从小就要在神的家长大，所以妈妈要把他现在把他分离。
Because the child, he's a child of the vow of the mother, so that's why he needs to depart from the mother at a tender age.
但是也是因为这样，撒母耳就很年轻的时候就要去示罗那边去打扫啊，那离开妈妈很远啊，要很孤单啊，要面对这些人生的课题。
And also because of his situation, he needs to depart from the mother, live in Shiloh, and learn how to take up a broom and clean the floor at a very young age.
所以他成长得很快。
So this allowed the child to mature very fast.
遇到困难的时候就体验神。
And when they met with problem, he will experience God right away.
这个就是宗教教育里面一个最关键的一环。
So that is the key behind a part of the religious education.
我从小，我算是第三代的基督徒，真耶稣教会的信徒。
Praise and thank God, I belong to the third generation of True Jesus Church members.
生下来不久就被带去洗礼了。
So after I was born, not long later, I was being baptized.
去教会从小就是一种责任，就是不去会被骂。
So ever since I was young, it's my responsibility to go to church. If I miss church, I will be scolded.
没有机会不去，因为母亲很强调一定要去。
There is no chance for me to skip church because my mother definitely made sure I go to church.
从小觉得去教会非常无聊。
And when I was young, I found church very boring.
我外公在教会讲道，但是我根本不晓得他讲什么。
讲道是吗
？First sermon, my grandfather preached sermon.
Yeah, so my grandfather was preaching the sermon, but I didn't even understand what he was talking about.
那我们在聚会就等下课。
So after the service, I'll wait for the service to end.
一祷告就跟我的表哥溜到会堂的后面，他们祷告了，我们来玩最新的电动玩具。今天你带了什么东西来？我都跟他一起玩。
And then when everyone was praying, I will run to the back of the chapel with my cousin, and then we'll play computer games and exchange the new games.
小小的我在生命当中，那个时候没有什么神对我什么影响，一点观念都没有。
And I remember growing up when I was very young, I did not remember anything about God at all.
第一次体验神。
And the first time when I experienced God,
12岁参加学生灵恩会。
It was when I was 12 years old attending the student spiritual convocation.
台上讲到的时候，一定要求圣灵，一定要拿到圣灵。
And the sermon was preaching that you must pray for the Holy Spirit and you must receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会帮助你做好孩子。
The Holy Spirit will help you to become a good boy.
那我现在想说，可能也要改一改了。
Then I think to myself, well, maybe it's time for me to change.
他还说没有圣灵不能进天国，那肯定要求啊。
And then the sermon also says that if I don't get the Holy Spirit, I cannot go into heaven. So of course I got to pray.
哇，人生第一次祷告很认真。
So that was the very first time I prayed so hard in my life.
拿到圣灵了。
And then I received the Holy Spirit. Thank God.
第一次发觉真的有神。
That was the moment when I first discovered God exists.
拿了圣灵之后有重大的改变，但是只维持了半年。
And I received the Holy Spirit. Yes, I experienced change, but it only lasted for half a year.
之后呢，就回到原来的样子，就是比较散漫了，对教会也没有很认真。
Then after that, I went back to my old self. I became laid back and I slumber, and I did not take church very seriously.
直到十八岁。
Until I was 18.
跟我的父母从香港移民到加拿大卡加利。
And then, along with my family, parents, we immigrated to Calgary.
离开一个从小很熟悉的地方。
And we left the place, a very familiar place when I grew up.
那个地方每个礼拜都有教会聚会，像我们这样子，很有规模的。
Because over there, we have a very, very well set up system of the church.
去到卡加利，那个时候根本没教会。
When we went to Calgary, there is no church at all.
要在家里聚会。
We need to have a service, family service at home.
也没有传道人，也没有执事。
There's no preacher, there's no deacon.
在家里听录音带。
And at home, we listen to sermon tapes.
那时候我开始在想。
So at that moment, I started to think.
我来到一个陌生的地方。
I came to a strange place.
我的人生的前途在哪里？
Where is my future?
读书也不是读得很好。
And I wasn't that great in my studies.
英文也不是很会讲。
And my English wasn't that great either.
刚来了十八岁了，还要读 ESL， 你像十八岁读 ESL 多难堪啊。
And I came here when I was 18, and I still need to go for ESL classes. You know how humiliating that is?
冬天零下30度，零下35度，又穿着外套在那边等公车。
And then in the winter time, minus 30, minus 35 degrees in that blizzard, I was waiting for the bus.
我想说我来到什么地方？
And I asked myself, where have I landed to?
我想说为什么那个时候没有父母没有带那我来温哥华不是比较好？
And I was asking my parents later on, how come you didn't bring me to Vancouver? Over here is way better.
像我们今天五度，埃蒙顿零下25度。
Over here we have 5 degrees, Edmonton minus 25 degrees.
这边花开了，那边还要铲雪。
Over here flowers are blooming. Over there they are still plowing snow.
我常站在那边等巴士，那个头啊、手啊，全部都是雪。
And then waiting there in the blizzard in the for the bus and the snow everywhere.
没有几个朋友。
Not too many friends.
我想我的人生以后会在哪里？
And so I felt so bleak. Where is my future?
以后我要做什么？
What am I going to do in my future?
突然间好像就醒过来。
It felt like suddenly I woke up.
如果现在我再不开始靠神，
If I don't rely God starting now,
那我以后的人生要怎么走？
Then how am I going to walk for the rest of my life?
突然间我聚会就很认真。
And then suddenly I've become very serious in church services.
听祷告，听讲道的录音带，哇，都听得很感动。
And I listened to the sermon tapes and I was so touched.
自己开始会祷告。
And I learned how to pray on my own.
要考大学需要考，那时候还要考 TOEFL。
And at that time, I need to also study for TOEFL for university.
TOEFL 那时候要考580分。
And I need to get
580
above.
TOEFL, yeah.
I need to get above 580.
哇，那英文就很烂，拼命补习。
And then my English was so poor. I need to go for classes all the time.
考到五次了，都考不到580分。
And I went for 5 exams and I still cannot get 580.
每次好像哇，好像在搬东西，上去一点，上去一点，每次考多五分，多十分，就是达不到580。
So every time I went for the exam, my marks raised like maybe 5, like maybe a little bit more, but never get to 580.
哇，那拼命祷告。
So I pray so hard.
神啊，最后一次机会。
God, please help me, it's the last chance.
这个月再考不到的话，今年就进不了学校了。
And if I still don't pass this TOEFL exam, I cannot get into university at all.
又浪费一年了。
I will waste another 1 year.
所以哇，一边读一边拼命祷告，从来没有那么多祷告。
So on the one hand I study very hard, on the other hand I pray very hard.
突然间发觉父母都帮不了我。
At that time I realized that even my parents cannot help me.
只能靠神。
I can only rely on God.
最后一次考。
And the last time when I went for the exam.
一坐下来开始考，就开始流鼻血。
When I sit down for the when I sit down for the exam. I started nose bleeding.
我要跟老师说，我要去处理一下我流鼻血。
And I told the teacher that I need to leave the room to take care of my nose bleeding.
太紧张了。
I was too nervous.
在里面洗呀晒，浪费了五分钟。
I was too stressed and I wasted like 5 minutes in the washroom.
之前没有流鼻血都不过的，这一次肯定也不会过。
In the past,
我这样想。
In the past, I did not have any nose bleed, and I did not pass. So this time, forget it. I won't pass too.
流鼻血是红嘛？红的颜色是对考试来说是不好的。
because I thought that well, you know, I saw blood that day for nose bleed, and that is a bad sign for the exam.
哎呀，不管它了，把它写完算了。
So I was like, well, just go with it.
如果神要我多等一年，那就多等一年了，当一个老一点的大学生了，没关系。
Anyways, I just gave up since you know it may be chance for me to have classes for another year.
就写把它写完。
So I just finished the exam.
写完之后就去聚会了。那是礼拜六。
And that was a Saturday. After that, I went to church.
那两个礼拜就交托给神。
So that 2 weeks of waiting, I just rely on God.
考试的成绩寄过来都不敢打开。
And when I got the envelope, I did not even dare to open it.
但是还是要打开啊。
And of course, I have to open it.
一打开，不行，这次要差几分了。
And so when I look at the marks, I'm like it must be shy of a few marks.
583分。
It was 583.
那三分就是一题，就是我刚好多了一题。
And so
考过了，低空飞过。
And so that 3 marks extra was just one question, and I just make the borderline.
哇。感谢主，让我流一下鼻血，让我冷静一点。
So I praise and thank God. Maybe the nosebleed helped me to wake up.
这个神太奇妙了。
So it's so miraculous.
不是我很会写。
It's not because I know how to do it.
是神的怜悯。
It's really God's mercy.
突然间我发觉，哎呀，在人生当中哦，每一刻都需要神。
So then that moment I learned this lesson that every single part of life I need God.
在香港那个环境不会想到。
And I was in Hong Kong in that comfortable environment and never thought about it.
被推出去了，十八岁才开始想说我要抓住我的信仰。
And then when I was 18 years old, when I was pushed out on my own, then I realized I need to cling on to my faith.
从那时候开始。
It was from that point on.
我感觉到神与我同在。
I realized that God is with me.
这个是一种很特别的经验。
And that was a very special experience.
我相信每一个人都有。
And I believe that everyone went through that.
有一些人他比较幸福，因为他的父母很早就推他出去，或者是环境很早就推他出去了。
And some people, they have a earlier start where the parents push them out earlier.
有一些呢比较晚。
Some have a later start in life.
当你遇到人生的困难的时候
，But when you meet with difficulties in life,
就是你开始要体验神的时候。
That is the moment when you will start to experience God.
所以我觉得。神对撒母耳的安排真的很美好。
So therefore, when I see the story of Samuel and how God planned out his life, it is so beautiful.
妈妈狠下心来，让他去示罗了。
And the mother made this very strong decision to let him leave him in Shiloh.
每年就只他给他一件衣服。
Only give him one garment every year.
他去那边哇，刷地板、洗衣服，你可以想象做一些比较出众的、简单的工作。
So you imagine how little Samuel grew up in the temple of the Lord. He has to wash his own garments. He has to clean the floor.
但是就是在这段时间，他离开了妈妈，开始体验神。
And so it was during this period of time when he left his mother. That's how he learned to know God.
神跟他讲话。
God spoke to Samuel.
来，再来看撒母耳记上第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3.
第十九节。
1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 19.
撒母耳记上三章十九节。
1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 19.
撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的一的话一句都不落空。
So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground.
这就是撒母耳这几年当中对神的体验。
So that was the few years of experience that Samuel has with God.
在独立、困难、孤单、考验当中。
When he was lonely, when he was independent, when he was tried by God.
他反而认识神了。
That's how he got to know God.
听到神跟他讲话。
He heard God speaking to him.
他知道神跟他同在。
He knows that God is with him.
甚至透过他讲出来的预言，没有一句落空。
And even through him, God gave him prophecies that will be fulfilled.
他的信仰开始建立了。
That's how his faith was established.
所以所谓的宗教教育，一定要自己体验神。
So therefore, when we talk about religious education, the child has to experience God himself.
作为父母的，你要帮你儿女体验神。
So as parents, you need to help your children to come to experience God.
有时候唯一的方法，也就是要放手。让他受苦，让他遇到困难。
Sometimes the only way and is to let go.
但是有时候我们最难做到就是这一点。
But that is actually the hardest point.
保护得太好了。
We overprotect them.
想太多了。
We thought too much.
结果呢，他没有体验神的机会。
Then they have no chance to experience God.
所以有了这三个因素。
So with this three criteria.
成功的宗教教育。
A successful religious education,
家庭的环境,
a home environment,
明确的目标,
a clear purpose,
还有帮助到自己体验神,
and to allow them to establish a personal relationship with God,
在神的帮助之下,
and with the help of God,
那信仰应该是可以建立起来,
so the child can establish their faith.
但是呢, 也有失败的宗教教育。
But of course, there is also religious education that fails.
在同一个场景里面，就有另外一个家庭，他的宗教教育是很失败。
And under the same kind of circumstances, another family experienced failure in their religious education.
这个正是祭司以利的家庭。
And that is the family of the priest Eli.
这个是一个跟撒母耳的家庭一个很强烈的对比。
And that is a very strong contrast to Samuel's story.
我们看回来撒母耳记上第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
第十二节。
Samuel chapter 2 verse 12.
以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。
And the two sons of Eli are evil and they do not know the Lord.
这句话是很矛盾的。
This is a very contradictory phrase.
以利的两个儿子是利未人，也是祭司的，年轻的祭司。
The sons of Eli, they were Levites, they were also priests.
他们应该是很认识神，因为整天在圣殿，在这个示罗那边侍奉啊。
And they know the traditions of worship in Shiloh.
但是竟然圣经说他们两个是恶人，是不认识耶和华。
But yet the Bible described these two sons of Eli as wicked and corrupt.
所以看来啊，你认不认识神，跟你父亲是谁，跟你几代的信仰没有一点绝对的关系。
So from here, this example, we can tell that your faith has nothing to do with that of your father or your grandfather.
有时候我们呢，在教会里面呢，聊天的时候都会讲到说，哎呀，我是第几代了？你是第几代？你是第三代啊？哎呀，我第四代了。有时候我是第五代了，因为现在有第五代的，现在已经啊。
And so sometimes in church we'll have a conversation and then we'll compare with one another. Oh, you're the third generation, I'm the fourth generation. And the other partner will say that I am the fifth generation.
有一次很好笑。
So there was one time it was very funny.
有个小孩子问他第几代了。
And there was one child, I asked him which generation are you.
他说我是第一代呢。
I said I'm the first generation.
我妈妈是第二代。
My mother is the second generation.
我说怎么会？
And I was
他说我先受洗啊。
Like, oh, does that be? Oh, and he says that because I got baptized first.
后来我妈妈才受洗。
Then my mother got baptized later.
他说我是第一代。
So I am the first generation.
我说可以这样算的吗？
Then I was like, well, is that how you counted?
好像 iPhone 这样第几代哦？你是 iPhone 4还是 iPhone 5还是6还是7啊？
So it's like the iPhone, you know, we talk about how is iPhone 6, 7, 8.
对不对？这个以利的两个孩子是第二代吗？那个比较高级的，比较 updated version 呢？
So Eli's generation, the second generation is more updated, isn't it?
对不对？结果他是什么？他根本不是个恶人。
But yet the sons of Eli, they are wicked.
啊，为什么他是个恶人呢？
Why are they wicked?
因为他们完全不认识神。
Because they did not know the Lord at all.
这个是极大的矛盾呢。
That is a very strong contradiction.
生活在示罗。
They live in Shiloh.
天天侍奉神。
They worship God every single day.
天天可能还站在讲一些道理。
And perhaps they're also giving sermons every day.
那其实呢，在头脑里面，在心里面根本不认识神。
But yet, in their mind, in their heart, they did not know God.
所以会做很多的恶事。
So they did many wicked and corrupted things.
人家来献祭，他就抢人家的祭物。
People come and give offerings, they took the offerings away.
在那个会幕侍奉的妇女，他们又跟他们去苟合。
And then they also committed sexual immoralities with the women of the court.
所以根本就乱来。
So it was very corrupted.
所以有时候我们要心里有准备。
So therefore, sometimes in our heart, we must be aware.
不要以为每一个基督徒都是真正的基督徒。
Don't think that every single Christian out there is a true Christian.
不要以为每一个有受洗、有名字的都一定是完完全全的信徒。
And don't assume that every single Christian who are baptized, who have the name in the church, they are true.
有这种可能，是有名，但是没有实在。
There can be this possibility. They are here in name, but they are not true.
所以你看，当时一个信仰的环境是多么的考验。
So therefore, as you can see, it is a great test.
那为什么他们会这样子？
So why is it that the two sons of Eli become so corrupted?
那我们来看第十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
如此，这二少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重了，说因为他们藐视耶和华的祭物。
Therefore, the sin of the young man was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord.
这里说这两个少年人呢，根本藐视神的祭物，也等于他藐视神。
So over here, the young men, they belittle the offering of God. That means they look down, they hate it, they abhor it.
那为什么会藐视呢？
Why do they abhor it?
当然就是不认识神嘛。
Of course, because they do not know God.
那我们再来分析一下。
So let's analyze this situation.
我们来分析一下这个家庭。
Let's analyze this family.
这个家庭有在做宗教教育，但是完全失败。
True enough, this family did conduct religious education, but it was a complete failure.
为什么会这样？
Why is that so?
那从这一章里面，我们可以大概找到几个原因。
From this passage, we can see several reasons.
第一个原因。
The first reason.
很有可能是这两个年轻人，这个祭司的儿子，在启蒙时期，在他们很少年的阶段呢，没有受到父母很严谨的规范。
So perhaps when the two sons were growing up, when they were very young, the parents did not set a good example for them.
甚至没有 discipline, 没有很严厉的去管教。
The parents did not discipline them in a very serious way.
可能有管教，但是没有效用。
Perhaps they did discipline, but it did not carry any effect.
我们看二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
二章的二十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 29.
我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏呢？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我。
Verse 29. Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering which I have commanded in my dwelling place and honor your sons more than me?
这里神对以利其实很不满意。
Over here we can see how God is very displeased with Eli.
那神直接跟以利讲。
So God told Eli,Directly,
你为什么尊重你的儿子多过你尊重我呢？
Why do you honor your sons more than you honor me?
以利应该在他儿子很年少的时候有一些机会，严严的去规范他们的行为。
And when the child is young, the Eli should have many chances to discipline them.
但是以利可能没有这样做。
But perhaps Eli did not do so.
那为什么没有这样做呢？
Why?
神说你太尊重你的孩子了。
God says that because you honor your sons way too much.
今天我们要了解神要我们的是要尊重父母，不是尊重孩子。
So remember, today God wants us to honor our parents, not our children.
孝顺父母原文是 honor your parents, 就是尊重你的父母。
And in the original text, to have filial piety towards a parents means to honor your parents.
但是今天的人搞错了。
But today it is all turned around.
有时候父母就没有好好去尊重。
Today we don't honor our parents in the proper way.
有时候我们尊重孩子。
We honor our children.
孩子啊，你今天晚上想吃什么？
We ask our child, what do you want to eat tonight?
都还没有问老人家想吃什么，问孩子想吃什么。
You don't even ask your parents, but you ask your child first.
日本餐还是韩国餐？
Do you want Japanese food or Korean food?
都不一样，不想吃。
And the child said, no, I want none of them.
怎么可以不吃？吃了。
And then you will say, no, you have to eat.
哇，那从小的时候，老人也坐在后面喂，大人也坐在后面喂。
So at a young age, all the adults, the parents and the grandparents are all running around the children.
小朋友说我不吃。
And the child say, no, I don't want to eat.
不吃啊，不吃，不行啊，来来来，那个 iPad 一直看一直吃哦，乖乖啊。
And then the
饭不好吃没关系，看 iPad 拿。
And the parents and the grandparents will chase after the children. No, eat with your iPad and watch your iPad as you eat.
Your iPad, 来来来。
And then as long as the iPad is there, the child will be willing to eat.
拼命地滑。
And then it will draw on the iPad.
吃了。
And then eat as they draw on the iPad.
好了，你尝试把它拿，那不要看了，看多不高不好啊，对眼睛不好啊。
And then you try to take the iPad away because it's not good to use it too much.
哇，拿他的 iPad 等于拿他的命一样，他跟你翻脸了。
And if you take the iPad away from the child, it's like taking their life away. They will fight with you.
开始演了。
And they have play up this drama.
好了，不要，来。
And because you cannot put up with their drama, you give them the iPad again.
下次不好哦，下次不好，这一次可以啊，下次不好啊。
Well, this time I will let you have it, but no more next time, okay?
听妈妈话哦。
Listen to your mother, okay?
才理你了，根本没有听你讲那句话。
They already let you go. They are focusing on their iPad.
只是一个其中一个例子，不一定是 iPad 了，任何的事情。
It's just an example. It could be anything.
今天的父母太尊重孩子了。
Today the parents spoil their children way too much.
快点去 mall 里面走一圈。
Go to the mall shop around.
你去儿童乐园走一圈。
Go to the playground for a ride.
你去迪士尼乐园走一圈。
Go to Disneyland for a ride.
有多少家庭啊，老的少的就去迪士尼，就是为了陪那个最小的。老人家去那边不想做什么，大人也不想玩。哎呀，孩子喜欢了，来来来。
So many families bring their children to Disneyland, and none of them like it, but they go there for the kids.
啊，当然了，这个他们想去也没有什么不对。
Of course, we're not saying that that's the wrong thing.
但是有时候你想想。
But sometimes when you take a step back and think,
是不是你在你孩子很小的时候，你就很怕他生气？
Is it because you're afraid that your child will become angry when they are so little?
很怕他哭。
You're afraid that they will cry.
很怕他不理你。
You're afraid that they will not look at you.
因为怕，所以你很尊重他。
And because you're afraid of them, so that's why you honor them so much.
不敢骂他了，好好讲。现在都说不能骂嘛，要好好讲的，来哦，要乖哦，不然以后不行哦。
And nowadays, we don't discipline them too much. We need to reason with them, and we need to tell them in a nice way.
老一辈的有这样教的吗？过来，爸爸什么？啪，过去，打完再教。
And of course, this is totally different from the old tradition. The old tradition would just ask the son, you come and give them a slap before they even talk.
对不起。
And then just say sorry.
现在的不会了。
Now, that is not the way nowadays.
现在两三岁了，坐下来跟他慢慢讲。
Now, when they're only 2 or 3 years old, you make them sit down and reason with them.
所以其实以利不是没有真的是教或者是管教。
So in fact, Eli is not because he did not really teach them.
你看他小时候就是这样讲话。
And that's how they conduct the teaching when they were young.
在他知道他儿子犯了罪的时候。
When he knew that the sons committed evil.
二章二十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 24.
二章二十四节。
Verse 24.
我儿啊，不可以这样哦，我听见你们的风声不好。
And he says, no, my sons, for that is not the good report that I hear.
你们使耶和华的百姓犯了大罪咯。
You make the Lord's people transgress.
你看，他是不是很温柔？
So don't you think that he is very gentle?
也没有什么真正的，但是这个时候已经长大了。
But this point, they are already mature.
他小时候可能也是有一些机会可以管教。
And when they were younger, probably there's chances for him to teach.
但是太尊重孩子了。
But he honored his children way too much.
有人这样想啊。
Some people think in this way.
小时候你不舍得去管教，去规范他。
And when they're young, you did not discipline them or teach them.
小时候你不让他哭，长大他就让你哭。
If you don't let them cry when they were young, then when they're old, they will make you cry.
你怕他生气，长大他就让你更生气。
You're afraid that they will become angry when they're young. When they grow up, they will make you angry instead.
一切都是十二岁以前。
Everything needs to be done before they're 12.
所以啊，十二岁以前呢，父母的这个影响真的很重要。
So remember, before your kids are 12 years old, your impact is very strong.
撒母耳的宗教教育也是在十二岁以前完成。
The same goes for Samuel. His religious education completed before he was 12 years old.
那以利呢？他两个孩子呢，也可能是十二岁以前没有办法完成。
And the same applies to Eli's two sons. It was not completed before they were 12.
好，那我们呢，先来看哦，为什么他会藐视神，还有藐视祭物？
Now, let's look at this point. Why is it that the sons of Eli abhor the offerings of God?
藐视这个字讲得很好啊，什么叫藐视？就是不理你啊。
When we look at the word abhor, it just means that I don't care.
为什么会有这种态度？就是 I don't care.
Why is it they have this kind of attitude?
他们表面上是藐视神的祭物。
On the surface, it seems like they abhor the offerings of the Lord.
其实呢，他们也是在藐视他们的父亲。
But in fact, they are also looking down at their father.
因为父亲教他们这些道理啊，他们不想听啊。
Because the father is the one teaching them all the words of the Lord, they refuse to listen.
所以让我们整理出来一个很可怕的事实。
So we, from here, we can see a very clear fact.
如果你在溺爱你的儿女，
if you overspoil your children,
换来的就是他长大之后藐视你。
You, what you will get back in return is that they will look down at you when they are mature.
这个太多这种例子了。
That's way too many cases.
你看现在很多人哇生的少，然后很多人爱一个孩子。
Now you see, people give birth to less children and over attention on that few children.
很纵容。
And they're so spoiled.
结果长大了，孩子藐视爸爸妈妈。
And then now when the kids grow up, they look down on their parents.
我前几天在诊所，医生诊所里面坐着等。
And several days ago, I was sitting in a doctor's clinic.
哦，那看到一个很有趣的现象。
And I saw a very interesting situation.
有一个两岁的孩子。
That was a two-year-old child.
不晓得他是什么人呢？但是讲的话我听不懂。
Don't know what nationality they're from. Couldn't understand what they're talking about.
哦，两岁的，矮矮的。
A small little two-year-old kid.
妈妈在跟那个护士小姐在登记。
And the mother was registering with the nurse.
然后呢？这个小的孩子就不知道在骂什么，用他的话。
And then the child was ranting and raving in her mother tongue.
妈妈就转过来说不要。
And the mother turned around and just tried to comfort the little child.
然后这个两岁的小女孩呢，哇，突然间很凶，拿起她的玩具向妈妈身上丢。
And then suddenly the little two-year-old became very angry and used the toy and threw at the mother.
然后转身就走了。
And the mother turned around and just walked away.
啊，妈妈啊，旁边的奶奶也没有讲什么。
And then the grandmother sitting around did not say anything, and the mother was very gentle.
大概觉得她很可爱了。
Maybe they thought that she's very cute.
但是我在想。
But I was thinking.
如果小时候容许孩子藐视你。
If you allow your child to look down on you when they were young.
你溺爱他，你包容他。
You spoil them and take it in with love, so to say.
最后长大了，他可能也藐视你。
Then when they grow up, they will definitely look down upon you.
不把你当一回事。
They will not take you seriously.
好，那我们再来看这二章的第十，二章的三十节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 30.
因为耶和华以色列的神说，我曾说你和你父家必永远行在我面前，现在我却说绝不容你们这样行，因为尊重我的，我必尊重他；藐视我的，他必被藐视啊。
So therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father will walk with me forever, before me forever. But the Lord says now, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor; those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
今天宗教教育的目的就是希望我们自己可以训练尊重神的孩子。
So today, the purpose of religious education is for us to raise up our students so that they know how to honor God and their parents.
那为什么孩子不尊重神？
Why is it that the children do not honor God?
很可能是因为他对你已经没有尊重了。
Maybe it's because they don't even respect you in the first place.
因为神是看不见的。
Because we cannot see God.
爸爸妈妈是看得见的。
But yet we can see our father and our mother.
爸爸妈妈常常在家里啊，是代表神的那种形象。
And at home, they represent God.
那你想想看，如果家里面做父母的
，So think about it as parents at home.
他自己的行为如果得不到孩子的尊重
，If their conduct cannot get the respect of their children,
他怎么会去尊重神呢
？How can the children respect God?
因为他们不认识神啊，是认识你啊。
Because they don't know God, but they know you.
所以以利很有可能他没有办法得到孩子的尊重。
So perhaps Eli did not get the respect from his sons.
可能很多原因我们不批评。
Maybe there are many reasons that we did not know.
可能太忙。
Maybe he's too busy.
没有空去教。
He did not have the time to teach.
也可能不懂的方法去教。
Maybe he doesn't know the right method.
也可能教了，但是他不听，但是不敢用比较重的手法。
Maybe he did teach, but then he was overly gentle.
但是呢，经过一段时间之后
，But yet after a period of time,
孩子藐视神的习惯已经形成了。
The child has already made the habit of belittling God.
孩子藐视爸爸的习惯也形成了。
And the child also looked down upon the father.
这个时候就不能改变什么了。
Then at that point, it has taken root and nothing can be changed.
所以成功跟失败的宗教教育，我们今天都谈过了。
So therefore, today we talk about successful and failure.
我们要求神帮助我们。
We need to ask God to help us.
让我们自己每一个人做好自己的本分。
So that all of us can exert our own duty.
大部分我们都是家长。
Most of us are parents.
让我们在家里面实行我们的影响力。
And so let us have the authority and give the impact at home.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
238首。
238.